How to minister when someone is afraid of spirits or curses. When someone says, I think a spirit is after me, or my family is under a curse, or someone put something on me. The Christian leader needs both compassion and clarity. Start by listening. Do not rush to argue. Do not immediately dismiss the concern. Do not perform a dramatic response. Ask simple questions. What have you experienced? How long have you felt this fear? Has anyone threatened you? Are you safe right now? Has this affected your sleep, family, or daily life? Would you like Christian prayer? These questions help you understand whether the person is describing spiritual fear, family pressure, trauma, manipulation, mental distress, unsafe relationships, or a combination of several things. You are not diagnosing. You are discerning what kind of care is appropriate. Then bring Christian hope clearly. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ has authority over every power. Christians do not need to live in terror of spirits, curses, rituals, or hidden forces. Colossians 1 says that all things were created through Christ and for Christ. Colossians 2 speaks of Christ disarming the powers and authorities. Romans 8 declares that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, but use Scripture wisely. A frightened person may not need a lecture first. They may need a calm voice, a safe space, and permission-based prayer. You might say, as a Christian, I believe Jesus is stronger than every spiritual power. Would you like me to pray for peace and protection in His name? A simple prayer may be best. Lord Jesus Christ, bring your peace. Guard this person from fear. Lead them into truth. Surround them with wise Christian support. Help them know that you are Lord. Amen. After prayer, offer a faithful next step. Encourage connection with a trusted pastor, church, soul center, mature Christian mentor, or appropriate care provider. If there are threats, abuse, exploitation, self-harm concerns, or danger to others, follow proper reporting and referral practices. The gospel bridge is powerful here. Many spirit traditions seek protection, healing, cleansing, and connection. Christianity proclaims that our deepest protection is not found in bargaining with unseen powers. It is found in belonging to Jesus Christ. So minister without fear, speak without contempt, pray without pressure, and point to the risen Christ, whose authority brings peace to frightened, embodied souls.